Good evening. With a look at your latest local news, I'm Jevy Ebanks from the Radio Cayman newsroom at the Loxley Banks Broadcasting Centre in Georgetown. The RCIPS is investigating the circumstances surrounding the death of a 30-year-old woman in West Bay. Police say they were called to an address off of Bata Banu Road on Friday afternoon after receiving reports of an unresponsive woman. Emergency personnel attended the location, but the woman was pronounced dead at the scene by a doctor. The deceased is a Canadian national who resided in the Cayman Islands. Police have not disclosed further details and say the investigation are ongoing. The RCIPS expressed condolences to the woman's family. A man remains in hospital after a serious single-vehicle crash in Bodentown early Sunday morning. Police say a Chery Himala truck was traveling eastbound along Bodentown Road shortly after midnight when it left the roadway and struck a utility pole near the lighthouse. Fire and medical personnel responded to the incident and worked to free the driver from the wreckage. The driver was taken to the Cayman Islands Hospital, to the Anthony S. Eden Hospital with a serious head and leg injuries, and is reported to be in stable condition. The RCIPS Traffic and Road Policing Unit is investigating the circumstances surrounding the crash and is encouraging witnesses to contact the police. To the courts, a swimming coach who admitted to possessing child porn material has received a suspended sentence and is set to be deported from the Cayman Islands. Brenton St. Clair Armstrong pleaded guilty after a single illegal video was discovered on a USB drive seized during a police investigation. The Grand Court heard that Armstrong disputed how the file came to be stored on the device, leading to a Newton hearing to determine the facts of the case. A Newton hearing is when a defendant has pled guilty to a crime but disputes facts as presented by the Crown. Justice the Honorable Emma Peters rejected his explanation and found that he knowingly retained the material. The judge sentenced Armstrong to 10 months imprisonment and suspended it for 2 years, though imposed a 5-year sexual harm prevention order. The order bars him from working with children and places restrictions on his use of digital devices. The courts also ordered his deportation at the earliest opportunity from the Cayman Islands. A former Health Services Authority employee is scheduled to stand trial next year on a charge of obtaining unauthorized personal information. Fiona Coffey appeared before the summary court where she was granted bail pending further proceedings. The charges stem from her employment with the Health Services Authority. It alleges that Coffey accessed information relating to a patient on behalf of a friend without authorization. The matter was mentioned before the courts today and a case management hearing was scheduled for the 11th of November. Ms. Coffey is expected to stand trial on the 11th of January next year. In other local news, a former MP is speaking out about the plight of Cuban Caymanian families after Cayman Airways suspended its flights to Cuba. Radio Cayman's April Cummings has more.
Former Premier, former Speaker of the House, and former MP, the Honorable Makeva Bush, says the story of Caymanians returning from Cuba stretches back generations, long before the tent city refugee crisis of the 90s. He says he pushed hard to bring back families with Caymanian roots from the Isle of Pines and the Cuba mainland, but claims the effort back then was repeatedly slowed by opposition inside government.
We did what we could under the law at the time. And that wasn't that easy fight because some people just did not want. We know what we had as a government, and then some people did not want to support that position.
As we've reported here on Radio Cayman, families brought home received exemption letters allowing them to work. But many were left to regularize their own status, with some not sorting it out for decades and others not at all.
They're saying no, that nothing was done, but that's not so. A lot was done to help different people, but we couldn't help, at least I just couldn't help everybody. I know that much.
With the situation growing increasingly more difficult, Cayman Airways flights now halted, Mr. Bush wants immediate action for families here on visitor visas or work permits and for their spouses and children still in Cuba.
We got families, spouses here, and then spouses over there and children over there, and we're under the international obligations again, and I believe even our constitution of human rights, you're not supposed to separate families. You're supposed to put that straight as quick as you can under human rights. Separation of families is not allowed.
Bespoke legislation, Mr. Bush says, could take until next year. So he wants an exemption letter now to resolve the problem more quickly. He is also floating an unconventional idea to reach relatives still stranded in Cuba.
I don't know whether it could work, but I'm allowed to think. whether something like a Mercer ship, if we can't send Cayman in, we organize it with the FCO, and organize it with the U.S. To get a Mercer ship in, bring them out as quick as possible.
Because the conditions, Mr. Bush says, are terrible, and it's time to act.
We got family there that we must do something, but we cannot wait and wait and wait.
The Honorable Rolston Anglin and Parliamentary Secretary Julie Hunter recently spoke to this issue on Radio Cayman. They're calling for a special committee to determine the numbers of people affected and legislation to address the status of Caymanian Cubans in limbo. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
Thank you, April. Finally, new figures from Sariba shows Cayman's real estate market enjoying a record start to 2026, with big waterfront projects driving a surge in sales. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles reports.
According to a RE/MAX market update, in the second quarter alone, sales volume rose to US $412.9 million. That's a 32.7% jump from the first quarter on 256 completed sales, up 29.3%. The average sale price increased about US $1.644 million, a 4.7% gain. Sariba's data points to two major developments behind much of that growth. At the Watermark, 11 residences closed, worth about US $124.2 million. At 1GT, 49 residences were completed, worth roughly $37 million US dollars. Together, those projects made up more than 39% of second quarter sales volume. As a result, total sales for the first half of 2026 are now above US $725 million, the strongest first 6 months Sariba has ever recorded. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
That's your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks from the Radio Cayman Newsroom. Enjoy the rest of your Monday.